Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Vin.
Hello. All right.
That's the enthusiasm I expect from you, Vin. How are you doing?
Going on another one.
I know. You've been a busy boy, though. You've got Ellis and John to look after. You've got Johnny Vaughan to babysit. It's a lively week for you, Vin, isn't it?
It's been all right. It's been quite fun this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been good. We went to Cardiff, which was lively.
Very lively.
And we also, well, on Wednesday night, I went to see Noel Gallagher, which was life-shortening, shall we say. On the Evening Show podcast, though, I've got a bit of a classic album chat for you. This week, we delved a bit deeper into Beck's classic album, Odelay, and I've got a few musical stories as well. Queens of the Stone Age, a bit of John Lennon for you. Enjoy. This is the Evening Show podcast from Radio X.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
If you've listened into the show before, you'll know I'm a fan of Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. He's a no-nonsense character and, best of all, completely intolerant of so-called fans stepping out of line at his gigs. More footage has emerged of Josh Homme sorting out an altercation at one of the Queens of the Stone Age's latest gigs. They were playing a show at New York's Madison Square Garden when the flame-haired hard man paused halfway through a song. He can be seen telling the crowd in no uncertain terms. He says, "What's going on? Is this something like a fight? We're not here to fight. If you want to fight, stick your head up your ass and fight for air and get the blank out. We're here to dance. Everybody's going to get laid and we don't want security to be all over the place. They're already really tight here. My point is this. We can show up exactly how we should be, right? So don't be a blank. We're not the soundtrack to you fighting. We're the soundtrack to you blanking. If you don't like that, get the blank out. No mucking about. Go to radiox.co.uk to see it all unfold." Earlier this summer, Josh Homme popped into the Evening Show. And I say popped in, he kind of struggled in. He was limping in. And here he was, discussing his philosophy on violence. Josh, I noticed when you came in there, you've got a walking stick with you. This is yet another injury that you've picked up on your travels. A torn meniscus of the knee, I believe, is the latest one.
Yeah. But, you know, it's getting better. And I'm not much for complaining. So, and I'm fine now.
Good.
I got a cane. If anyone tries to mug me, I can tell them no.
It's one of the favourite things I do with my friends late in the evening when it gets to that point when you can't really talk anymore. We like to put on YouTube footage of Josh Homme on stage calling people out. Because you've got your really good
hours of fun.
It's good, isn't it? It's really good.
Just from the name of the band, Queens of the Stone Age, on the idea is to keep people open-minded. If you're a racist, homophobic, misogynist bully, then I'll probably find you, you know,
yeah.
Because I want our people to be open-minded. I think if you can't keep an open mind, you can't come, you know, because there should be a place where open-minded people can drink and dance and commiserate and figure it out.
Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
Now, there's a very slight delay there because I'm completely blown away by how old this album actually is. It's made me feel terribly old tonight. We're focusing our attention this evening on Beck's album, Odelay, which came out in June 96, 21 years old. Producer Vin, do you remember the first time you heard this? Because you would have been five?
Well, I think it would have been later than that. I remember the first time I came across it was, it used to come free on like Windows Media Player or something like that. So I remember having it on my computer.
Yeah.
It was the Mr. Scruff album and Odelay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember hearing the New Pollution, which we're going to play in a little bit.
So
and
you, it was you two weren't first to hand out a free album of technology then. Bet they nicked it from Beck.
So it was a thing where it was like, oh, this is music that isn't like strictly guitar music that I'm really into.
Yeah, it's amazing that, isn't it? Okay, I remember the first time I bought it, I was working as a glass collector in a restaurant and it took me 8 hours to earn enough money to buy it. £2 an hour, it was £15.99. Can't believe I did that. But anyway, 21 years old, it came out in June 96. It's gone platinum in the UK. It sold over 2 million copies in America. And it got to number 16 over there. Definitely Beck's breakthrough album. And it still remains his best-selling to this day. He was doing some slow stuff, downbeat acoustic demos after his first proper album, which was Mellow Gold. And it was after the death of his grandfather. And inspired by that. And a few songs came out of it. Ramshackle and Brother, for example. But eventually, Beck decided to go the other way and make it much more upbeat. It really was poppy, actually. thinking back to how upbeat it was. It was produced by the Dust Brothers, who you might know as very talented men who worked with the Beastie Boys. They helped Beck expand that eclectic influence. Odelay included touches of folk, country, grunge, electro, hip-hop, punk, R&B, and even a little taste of Latin and bossa nova sections, which really keeps Vin happy, doesn't it, Vin? There's loads of sampling on there as well, lots of great stuff.
There's tons of sampling. It's almost like a little collage. Like, some of the songs are sort of just made up of other bits of songs. It always reminds me of that De La Soul album, yeah. 3 Feet High and Rising.
Yeah.
It's just made up from all these other amazing other influences. You've got like punk bands like Them, yeah. who are a Northern Irish band. You've got these sort of funk, there's this funk drummer called Pretty Purdy.
Yep.
There's loads of drum beats.
Schubert on there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Some classical composers on it as well. Yeah.
Really, really nice little collage of material. Beck recorded most of the album himself. He's a very talented multi-instrumentalist after all. So check out what he played. Brace yourself. Vocals, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, slide guitar, bass guitar, organ, clavinet, which isn't a clarinet, it's like a synthesizer, electric piano, Moog synthesizer, harmonica, drums, percussion, thumb piano. What's a thumb piano? Does anybody know what a thumb piano is?
No idea. No idea. A little piano.
Rumba box, xylophone, turntables, and echoplex. What, do you know what an echoplex is, Vin?
No, I'm lost.
All right, I'll look that one up later on. Odelay was taken from the Mexican slang word orale, which roughly translates as listen up or what's up. There's also a story backed up by the bloke from Pavement, Steve Malkmus, that it was a pun on Odelay, since the album took ages to record. Right, so two songs for you, back to back now on the evening show. This is Classic Albums. Tonight we're looking at Odelay from Beck. I've got two for you, Devil's Haircut and New Pollution.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
Beck.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
X.
You are listening to The Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart, on Radio X. Tonight's classic album chat is all about Beck and Odelay, 21 years old now, released in June 1996. That was The New Pollution, which was co-written with the Dust Brothers, who also worked with the Beastie Boys. What a video it had as well. Won a few awards. Nominated 5 times at the 1997 MTV Video Awards. 60s tinged dance video with Beck directing it himself. He was inspired by French singer Serge Gainsbourg, would you believe? Before that, I played Devil's Haircut, and Beck claimed that the song was about the evil of vanity. It's not really clear from the lyrics though. Phrases about garbage man trees and stealing kisses from the leprous faces, that really confused me when I was a teenager. It's all meant to be short one-line poems and metaphors. Quite arty. Not sure he really understood what it was about though, because he did that cameo in Futurama in 2001, and he said, when I wrote Devil's Haircut, I was feeling really, what's that song all about? So maybe he didn't know either. There are also references to the monotony of touring, coming to town with the briefcase blues. And how about this? One of the B-sides, did you know, was including a remix by Noel Gallagher. A little fact for you. Where It's At, which you can hear in the background, it's a prime example of all the sampling that we've got two turntables and a microphone line from old school hip-hop group Matronics. The line, that was a good drum break from the Frogs, and loads of spoken word samples found by those great producers, the Dust Brothers. Some of them were taken from an obscure Sex Education album titled Sex for Teens, Where It's At. Wonder if that's any use whatsoever now. More classic album chat next week on The Evening Show.
Radio. X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Regulars will know I love a bit of music memorabilia. I've got all sorts of stuff my missus would love to stick on eBay. But I like keeping it all in a cupboard and never looking at it. You know how it goes. But here's something I would love to have on show if I could afford it. A Christmas card written by John Lennon is on sale for £15,000. It's actually not that bad, £15,000. It was written in 1968 around Christmas, weirdly, for the daughter of Yoko Ono's ex, the music producer Tony Cox, and his daughter. So it reads to his daughter, to dear Kyoko, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Lots of love and kisses, John and Mommy. Not very Scouse, is it, Mommy? There are also some really, really mundane notes to Tony Cox about moving house and asking about where certain things are. But anyway, back in 2016, to give you an idea of how much this memorabilia goes for, a 4-inch lock of Lennon's hair sold for 30,000 quid. His Rolls Royce Phantom 5, it sold for 2 million quid. And lyrics to the Beatles hit All You Need Is Love fetched over £1 million. But my favourite John Lennon memorabilia story of all time was about Oasis. I don't know if you've heard this before, but it's a cracker. At the peak of Britpop, Noel Gallagher bought his beloved wee brother, Liam, John Lennon's prized necklace. They had it framed and everything. A big Christmas gift. There you go. Put that up in the house. It's incredible music memorabilia. What did Liam do? He broke the frame, wore the necklace out, and you guessed it, lost it on the very first night he took out the frame. According to Noel, it cost an eye-watering amount of money. But I'd love to know where that is now. Imagine somebody just picked it up and no idea what it was. Incredible. Probably worth hundreds of thousands of pounds. Anyway, I always savour the chance to play the Beatles on Radio X. This is Tomorrow Never Knows.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, if you saw any footage or happened to be down at Glastonbury this year, you couldn't miss the Michael Eavis and Jeremy Corbyn loving. They struck up a bit of a bromance after Jezza gave a speech to record crowds at the Pyramid Stage this year. Seven Nation Army, oh Jeremy, all weekend and it's still going. Mr Corbyn has been back to Pilton this week to open 13 homes in a campaign created by his pal and the Glasgow legend Mr Eavis. He said there are houses for village people to live in and they will never be sold. Houses for village people. My dream was to have 50 houses available for the festival's 50th anniversary in 2020. Today, we are one step nearer to making that dream a reality. 50 houses for village people. There are only five of them in the band. Seems a bit extravagant, 10 houses each. Anyway, if you are that person at work, some other Glastonbury news, if you like to get your holidays booked in early, next year is a fallow year for Glastonbury. So it's going to be on the 26th to the 30th of June 2019. That news came out this week. So you can go and tell the boss you're booking it off tomorrow. That's the 26th to the 30th of June 2019. Go and get your highlighter pen and mark it on the diary at work tomorrow.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
This is the Wednesday Night Evening Show here on Radio X with me, Gordon Smart. Well, I say I'm Gordon Smart, I don't know how much longer I will be because I've got myself in tow with two characters, Foxy and Ollie, who you might know from SAS Who Dares Wins on Channel 4. They are no-nonsense men and they are working with Movember to sort out some, I'd say, average celebrities, me included, with a challenge next week, or 2 weeks' time, I think it is, to raise some money for Movember. I don't know what it involves, but I've been sent some documentation this week that means I have to be free for 24 hours. I'm going to be taken to somewhere in the country I don't know. I've got to wear thermal clothing and I need to tell them about any medical conditions I have. I'm really worried about this. Other characters involved are the great actor Warren Brown, Ewan Thomas, the former Olympic athlete, and Rebecca Adlington. So if Rebecca's there, you can't do anything too brutal to us. But anyway, we're going to grow a tash. We're going to get involved in this challenge. We're all going to make sure we're fit enough for the event when it happens at the end of November. And you can follow our agony as it happens. Get along to @MovemberUK on Twitter or @Movember on Instagram to see what we're up to as we train for our Mo mission. And also go along to movember.com/Mo mission if you want to make a donation and see what ridiculous stuff we're getting up to. I'm actually quite terrified about this. Foxy and Ollie have been all around the world defending this proud country. What they're going to do to us, I have no idea. I better get myself fit. Anyway, keep your eyes on that. It's going to be fun and games.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
We are really looking forward to new Arctic Monkeys music coming. A new album is rumoured for early next year. And this week, Transmit Festival in Glasgow started a little bit of mischief. They were teasing punters with gifts, suggesting they're already signed up for a headline slot in Scotland next year. Makes perfect sense. No Glastonbury. New album. They've got to play the biggest gig possible. That could be it. Cannot wait. I'll definitely go and see that. But it did remind me of the story last weekend that Emma Thompson was telling Graham Norton on the telly. Not sure if you saw it, but she is a character. It was really funny. She was telling Graham how she went to Reading in 2014 to the festival with a 54-year-old pal and found herself in the middle of the mosh pit during Arctic Monkeys' headline set. She said, there were 90,000 teenagers, me and my 54-year-old mate. I initially thought how nice it was until two things happened. I got into the mosh pit while Arctic Monkeys were playing and I was so crushed in and moved up and down by people. I thought, oh, now it's when I die. I always wondered what it would be, but I didn't picture this. Anyway, it's like a walk in the park, Emma. Imagine getting up to Scotland for Transmit, getting right involved at the front of that one when they play next year. Even if your name's Nanny McPhee, you're not going to get special treatment in there. Right, here you go. Arctic Monkeys, One for the Road on X. One for the
Road. Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Thank you very much for listening to the Radio X podcast. I'll have another edition next week. Please leave a review. Tell all your friends about it. And I'll be back soon.
Radio X.